Ladies and gentlemen, what you have heard is truly beyond belief. Interestingly, the parents at my son's elementary school, a few days after that conference, received their monthly PTA bulletin, and among the news items, the principal mentioned that staff members from that school and others in the city had participated in the March 25th GLSEN conference. Quote, "The mission of GLSEN is to make schools safe and respectful places for everyone," said the article. That's what parents were told. They weren't told what really happened. Several days after the conference, Scott Whiteman personally presented an affidavit to the Middlesex District Court describing in detail the events that took place and demanding that an investigation and other action be taken. The clerk of the court refused to accept it. He curtly told Scott that the Department of Education has its own staff of lawyers and would obviously have taken the proper legal steps, and that it was up to Scott to prove that they hadn't. How does this happen in America? Think about this. For Scott Whiteman and the people who accompanied him, this education conference was a shock that words can barely describe. Sure, there had been stories and rumors, but no one could imagine it was like this. It was a mind-numbing experience. But none of the education professionals or any of the adults attending seemed to be bothered by any of it. In fact, Scott said that there was an eerie sense of solidarity in the air against, quote, "those bigots, those homophobes who would stop our progress." That should frighten you. Our education establishment, from the governor and the head of the State Department of Education on down, appears to be completely and aggressively out of control. Nearly every state legislator seems willing to swallow the line that's handed to them, rather than risk challenging it by stopping the funding or even investigating it. This is a suicide issue, we were told. And after all, we don't want to be called anti-gay. It's not our problem, one state rep told me. Talk to the Department of Education. Worst of all is the media. At all levels, from the major newspapers and TV stations to the local weeklies, they treat our pleas for investigation with hostility and derision. To them, we're just Christian fundamentalists, even though many of us, including me, are Jewish, expressing our ignorance. In fact, gay school programs are often presented in upbeat puff pieces as examples of tolerance and safety. The big lie, ladies and gentlemen. It is the big lie. If you're too busy or too timid to stand up, then the world you are handing your children is here before you. Every single one of us needs to start by confronting our elected officials, legislators, government officials, school officials, teachers' unions, and teachers. What right do they have to do this to our children and to us? And believe me, they prefer not to hear from you. And don't be afraid to confront the media. Call up a reporter, a station, or an editor. Over the past 30 years, we've had America's cultural revolution forced on us from every angle. We've seen where it's taken us, and now we see where it's going. It's time for the counter-revolution. If you need help, contact us. The Parents' Rights Coalition of Massachusetts can be written to at P.O. Box 175, Newton, Massachusetts, 02466. And our phone number, a voicemail, is 781-433-7106. Thank you very much.